Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 31 of the 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business. And this is my fourth attempt of trying to grow a podcast business, and I think this time is going to be the time that I actually hit the goal. And one thing that I discovered this morning, in fact, is that one, that I'm more clear about what I'm doing. Two, I understand the route that I'm going and the path that I'm going to be creating. Three, I just discovered that I'm on my own path. Like, I'm on my own road. I'm on my own journey. Not that that's bad. In addition to that, it's more so it kind of give me an advantage. And so when I was looking at that, I was like, wait, hold on. A lot of people who are currently streaming are streaming to be entertainers, or not just streaming in general, but for content creation and content marketing, with social media marketing, podcast marketing, streaming marketing, and so on and so forth, is that a lot of people kind of do the same exact thing. Excuse me. By the same exact thing, I'm actually saying, like, they literally do the same exact thing, concept by concept. And like, when I saw that today, I said, oh, I'm in my own lane. And so my goal is to really be consistent with it so I can create my own lane. And over time, that lane is going to be something that a lot of people refer me to because I'm only focusing on the business content. And that's it. It is a mind blow. It gave me such a relief. Instead of trying to be like everyone else, because I'm not like everyone else. I have my own style. I have my own way of communicating. I have my own way of presenting. Nonetheless, it gave me a relief because I don't see that many people talking about what I enjoy. I'll take that back. I don't see no people around my age speaking about business. They're all in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever the case is. But for the younger demographic, for the younger generation, I don't see that many people talking about business. And I was like, I found my lane. And once I found my lane, now I just got to do it every single day. Got to do it longer than anybody. Got to do it better than anybody. And I just have to do it my way and improve every single time. Now, mind you, that took me a long time to recognize. In addition to that, I'm glad I discovered that because it's giving me an advantage. It gives me like a competitive advantage. In business, you have to figure out how you're going to stand out from other people. And if you're not standing out from your other competition or other people that's doing the same exact thing, how do you stand out? How do you make a difference? Like, how do you really make an impact? That was the thing I was trying to learn and discover for the last half a decade, was how do you be different from everyone who has a podcast? How do you be different from everyone who's currently streaming? How do you be different from everyone who's currently producing content? And you find a way to be yourself while speaking about things that you enjoy. And when you be yourself and you speak about things that you enjoy, oh my God, it's just like, it's like a light bulb come on, like the light bulb just bing, bing, bing. And so what I'm going to do, I actually thought about this morning. And when I thought about it, I was like, oh, that's pretty smart. Is I'm going to actually show the process of building a business, building a podcast business. Because I'm starting from nothing. I'm starting with just myself, a basic understanding, more clarity of what I would like to do. I thought about it this morning. I'm not just going to talk about what I'm doing. I'm not just going to explain what I'm doing. No, I'm actually going to show step by step. And I believe this is going to help a lot of upcoming entrepreneurs, business owners already in place. They're already established. Because I feel like if I do it consistently and I show up every single day, I will be able to help others with the struggles that I'm currently facing. Like what is your business? And it took me a while to understand that my business was the podcast business. In addition to that, it's like you have to really understand that I want to show the process. I want to show what it's like to reach out to customers. I want to show what it's like. Hold on, I got 6 people over here. What's up? I appreciate y'all for joining in. What's going on? I got to take a picture of that. My highest has always been 1. Hold on. Been 1 viewer. I appreciate the 1 viewer, but I just got 6 viewers. Okay. I digress. But anywho, what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually demonstrate, I'm going to show, and I'm going to explain everything that I'm doing as far as like the content creation, the marketing, the posting, I got 10 now? Hold on. What is going on? That's crazy. So, first off, the reason why I'm excited is because when you are doing something for so long, you don't see the rewards, you don't see the benefits, you don't even see like the impact that you're making. But the more you're consistent, what I'm learning, the more you're consistent and more you show up, the more things will start to happen. So I'm gonna be showing the marketing side of it. Okay, the marketing consists of posting videos, editing videos, and really stay consistent online. Okay, that's one aspect. Then I'm gonna show the sales piece of it. The sales piece is as far as reaching out to people, communicating with people, and explaining what I'm saying and why I'm saying it in a particular way. That's the sales aspect of it. I'm going to talk a little bit about finances. I'm just going to explain what I'm updating, what I'm doing, what I'm looking at. So that way, like, I can explain the steps that I'm taking so that I can be more organized behind everything. And then marketing, sales, daily training. So I'm going to be practicing myself on how to respond to different objections, or when people say something, how do I respond to that? How do I communicate with that? I'm going to be training with that as well. Operations, I'm going to be documenting and tracking everything that I do. How long have I went live? How many people have I reached out to? How many people responded? How many people didn't respond? How many calls do I have? How many schedules do I have? How many people have I closed to make the money? Or how many speaking engagements have I done? And how many? So I'm going to be keeping track of that. It's going to be the operations of that. And the last thing is, when I start bringing in more people, when I start hiring more people, I'm going to be talking about that process of when I know when to bring in more people. And when I bring in more people, what is everybody going to be doing? And when I thought about this morning, I said, yeah, okay, that's my lane. The business side of it, I want to talk about, I want to show it first. So that way, when I get to a certain point and I'm helping other entrepreneurs, I can proceed to help them on how I helped myself. And not only will I be showing that, it's going to really position me differently because I don't see a lot of people doing that. I don't see a lot of people doing that. Even the people that's been streaming for a long time, they're entertainers. They're not necessarily talking about business. That was my biggest thing. Like, dang it, I want to talk about business. Like, I enjoy business. I enjoy learning about business. I like entertainment. But if you really think about it, there's a business side behind the entertainment. You can't be entertained if you don't understand business. Well, how do you know that this entertainment or this film is a business? Well, I'll give you a prime example. Me and my wife, I got 11. Let's go. I got 11 viewers. Let's go. Me and my wife, we went to Disney a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago. And we went to a theme for the film. Because I remember working at the movie theater. And I used to watch a whole bunch of movies and whatnot. And so we went to this space where they had a film. And as we was waiting, they literally put the history on the screens. And I'm watching, I'm looking at it, and it goes from when Walt Disney was established to now, the records that they broke, the Emmys that they won, and the awards that they won over time. As I'm watching this, I said, wow. First off, consistency pays, okay? Second off, it's not just consistency, it's more so of understanding the business side of the film. Walt Disney is a company. Walt Disney is a corporation. Walt Disney is entertainment. These films are a form of entertainment, but the entertainment is a form of business. Because you have to pay for the tickets. You got to pay to watch. Hold on. You got to pay tickets to watch the film. You got to pay food to eat while you're watching the film. You got to buy something to drink. And notice I'm constantly saying buy, because the business side of the film or entertainment is getting people to watch the film. It's getting people to be entertained by the film. It's getting people excited about the film. But why is that important? Because when I started to see that, first off, when we got in, oh, that's good. that's good. I appreciate it, darling. When we first got in, before we got to Disney, we had to pay to go to Disney. And then we had to pay to park. And then we had to pay to eat. And then we had to pay to use a bathroom. No, I'm just playing. We didn't have to pay to use a restroom. Nonetheless, we had to pay to get inside of the environment. We had to pay for the souvenirs. We had to pay for the Disney hats. We had to pay for the backpack. The business side of the entertainment is bringing people in. What I'm learning, what I'm starting to discover and really learn, is the entertainment brings people in, right? But when they get brought in, people start to buy things that they enjoy or that they like. And I was like, oh man, you never know what you're going to walk into. And when you walk into it, you never know what you're going to spend. And I was like, oh, that's it. That's it. I want to talk about business. And the way I can talk about business is really informing, one, on what I'm building. I'm building a podcast business. I'm building a podcast business, not necessarily from scratch, because I haven't built the business before. Nonetheless, I believe I have the experience and education to develop this podcast business. Also, I'm positioning myself different from other people, other podcasters, from other streamers, from other people who's creating content, because I'm talking about a space that a lot of people are not talking about. Okay, correction. A lot of people are talking about it, but the people who's talking about it are a lot older than me. A lot older. Which means that their demographic is a lot older. Which means I have a space for the younger demographic, and then eventually the older demographic will start to watch my content, because my content is talking about business. It's universal. It's business. And so it when I woke up this morning, it hit me. I said, I think I figured it out. And the reason why I figured it out, because I found my lane. I found the lane that I'm in. I found the lane that I can build. I found the lane that a lot of people are not on. In fact, I actually saw this post. Let me see if I can find it right quick. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. All right. I got it right here. Oh, I got 13 people. Let's go. 13 people in one heart. Let's go. That's a milestone right there. Hold on. Hold on now. Hello. I like this right here. Hold on. Let me share my screen. I like this picture. I like this picture. Let me share a phrase that I get a backstory behind it. Hold on. I get a backstory behind it. All right. It's coming now. Hold on. God, I'm out. Ah, did you? All right. There we go. There we go. Okay. Hold on. It just came in. Ooh. Yep. Let me see if I can share it. Hold on. Hold on. Let me know if y'all can see this. Can y'all see this? Let me know if y'all can see this. Hold on. I'm going to come back to the screen because I can't see right now. Hold on. Get it, brother. Rigo, what's going on, brother? Handyman Rigo. All right. Hopefully, y'all can see this. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see it. Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. Baby. Okay. So, I saw this. Thank you, Rigo. I saw this post on X, formerly known as Twitter. And when I saw this, I said, I love the concept of this. First off, these are two people, and everyone else is going with the direction of everyone else. I made a video, or I did a speaking engagement a while ago, and when I gave the speaking engagement, it was only one person. Let me see if I can bring, there we go, even better. It was one person on this side to the left. Make sure y'all can see it. Yeah, it was one person to the left. And the concept was the same. A lot of people was going to the right, but one person was going to the left. And during that speech and presentation that I gave, oh, this was back in 2021. Yeah. No, it's 2020, if I'm not mistaken. I framed the picture, and I had asked the audience member, I was like, so what does this picture look like to you? The one that's on here, but it was just one person. It was just one person, not two. And I asked him, and he just looked at me. I said, I said, maybe he ain't gonna work with me. I said, maybe I'm asking the wrong person. But anywho, I go to the next person that's in the audience, and I ask, what does this picture look like to you? They didn't respond. I said, you know what? I'm just gonna explain. I said, well, a lot of times going to the right means that you're just going with the flow of life. You're going with the traffic of life. You're just going with the motion. Whereas when you peel off and go your own direction, go your own lane and create your own path, there's something that happens. You peel off from the group. Yes, that's the obvious thing. In addition to that, not only are you peeling off from the group, you are learning about the path that you are creating for yourself. The path, you can't see my hand. The path that you're creating for yourself is not only creating for yourself, but is positioning you differently. How do you become different if you just following the crowd? How do you stand out if the crowd is going to the left? Wait, if the crowd is going to the right, but you can see my hand on this one, but you can't necessarily see my left hand. But if the crowd is going to the right, and when you go to the left, you have to be okay with stepping out onto faith. You have to be okay with understanding that even though the crowd is just moving on to the right, the crowd is just going, the crowd is just flowing, you have to be okay with missing the action of the flow. Because what's going to happen is that the more you work on yourself, the more you discover the path that you are on, these two people who have peeled off to the left, I'm keeping my movements small, the path to the left, they're not only taking that leap of faith, but they're creating a lane for themselves. When you create a lane for yourself, the people who went to the right will eventually make a U-turn and come on your path and come onto your lane and come onto your direction. Why is that important? Because you have to understand, in order for you to stand out, you have to do something different. And I started to recognize I was doing something different. A lot of people are making content. A lot of people have a podcast. A lot of people really are creating content. But what I enjoy, What I can talk about is, one, my experience. Is two, the experience with the education. And three, the business of the education. And it took me a long time to really be okay with that because I had to understand what I was doing. Like, you don't start nothing new and understand what you're doing. It just doesn't work like that. But in reality, if you give yourself time to learn the information, to learn the knowledge, to learn the language of it or the vocabulary behind it, you start to be like, huh, I'm building more confidence. You can only become confident when you step out to that when you step out to the lane that no one's on. When you step out to the lane and you have to create it yourself. When you step out onto faith, because eventually the path that you're creating, a lot of people will start to follow. And so I had that realization this morning. I wanted to come on here and share it. I'm going to stay live today. Like, my first off, let me tell you about failure, right? Yesterday I was like, all right, so cool. I'm going to stream for 3 hours. And I didn't take account that 3 hours is a long, long time. And so when I was like, hold on, 3 hours is a long time. 3 hours is a long time. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to stop at 35 minutes, okay? Because I didn't think that through. I didn't think 3 hours ahead of time. But what I was thinking about was being committed to the process, was being committed to the journey, was being committed to myself. Many times in life, we have to understand that you have to commit first and then figure the rest out later. I think a guy named Neo Davis said that. Shout out to Neo, guy with Circle of Greatness down in Atlanta. You have to be okay with figuring it out on the go, because as you're on the go, you're figuring it out. Whereas if you're not doing anything, how do you figure out what you're doing? And so while developing the podcast business, I have a lane that I'm in a podcast business. I do social media, but overall I focus on podcasting. I do streaming, but I focus on podcasting. I talk about business, but it's the business around podcasting. It's the business around entertainment. Like I mentioned earlier, it's the business around communicating with people. Well, how do I do that for myself, or what Disney did? They literally made a lot of films, made a lot of content, built a lot of relationships with people who are watching them. And then over time, they established this park, they established this food place, they established different things that where you can go in person and actually see. And so I'm like, how can I do that for myself? Excuse me. How can I do that for myself? Okay, so what is the entertainment that I produce? Hold on. Let me get my pen out. Hold on. Let me get my pen out. Hold on. Alright. Confirm. Alright, I'm about to share my screen. Let me know if y'all can see it. There we go. Alright. Alright, there we go. Got that down. Alright, let me show my screen. Alright, boom. So, here's the thing. Entertainment. Okay. Now that I just explained it, now it makes sense. Now, oh my goodness. Okay. Hold on. I just had another epiphany. The epiphany that I had was that the entertainment is what brings people in. The videos, the podcasts, the lives, it brings people in. And the content, the information, not only brings people in, but it get people to like me and to trust what I'm talking about, because I've been speaking about it for quite some time. I went to a digital workshop a week and a half ago, and the biggest thing that my biggest takeaway is from is that People do business with people who they know, like, and trust. Well, how do you get people to know you? Well, you have to have some form of entertainment. Well, how do you get people to like you? Well, the entertainment has to have some type of story behind it and make the connection with the people. Well, how do you tell a story that makes a connection with people to get them to trust you? Well, you get people to trust you by being relatable, by sharing your experience, by documenting the process. And when I understood that, as of today, I said, oh, I've been doing it for some time. However, I didn't know what I was doing because I didn't understand the business behind podcasting. I just thought podcasting was a form of communication. Podcasting was a form of relationship building. Podcasting was a form of establishing yourself as an authority that can help people in a specific area. What that did to me, and what that did for me, is that it gave me a better understanding. The understanding that it just gave me, the epiphany that I just had, was that it positions you differently. Because people do business with people who they know, like, and trust. And I'm like, if I can do that for the podcast, I can have a podcast business, because the podcast is entertaining, and the entertainment brings value, and the value is helping others learn more about business. I said, oh my goodness. That was an epiphany. All right, so entertainment. Let me see. Entertainment equals content. Content, where it be podcasts, streams, lives, in-person events, whatever the case is, content equals marketing. Marketing relationships. In other words, if you have content and it's entertaining, people will watch it. Okay, but if you continue to produce a lot of content and continue to be entertaining, people will what is it called? People will look at your entertainment as a form of communicating with your customers. As a form of, you can't see my hand. Hold on. As a form of marketing. And in addition to that, what happens is that the more you show up, the more relationships you build. The more you show up. Hold on. These glasses, something else. I recently started wearing glasses. I'm getting the hang of it. I digress. The more you show up, the more content you have, the more entertaining you are, the more people will know, like, and trust you. And when they know, like, and trust you, they start to do business with you. And I'm learning. Have a podcast business. The podcast business create opportunities for others to get more exposure for the business. And when I discovered that I'm not just selling how to launch your podcast, how to grow your podcast, how to make money from your podcast. No, like I'm actually like helping you have more exposure. Because when your story is told, people start to learn more about you as the person. I said, man, I've been trying to figure this out for some time, but I was just focused on the entertainment part, on the content part, on the marketing part. I didn't have nothing to offer. In fact, I didn't even know you needed something to offer. I didn't even know what to offer. I didn't even know how to offer it. There you go, another caveat. I didn't even know what offering even was. I'm thinking about in church. When you go in church and they say we're about to tithe and offer, I think it's like a tithe and offering. Is that what it's called? Tithing? Yeah, it is what it's called. Hold on, now I gotta look it up just to be sure. Tithing and offering. Yeah. Tithing and offering. I had to look it up. I had to be sure, okay? And so, when I was younger, we used to go to a church, and they used to have the little plates that they walk around with. And the plates used to always be gold. And the ushers came with white gloves on and with black attire. The women had dresses on, the men had suits on. But the ushers was coming with the plate to collect the tithing, the tithing and offering. And when people start to say offering, I'm thinking about church. Well, offering is a form of money. Well, yeah, they come to collect the money, but what are they collecting for? I don't know. I didn't understand why being in the podcast business, you have to have something for people to pay for. You have to have something to collect. You have to, even though their style was like old school, it was a gold plate, little round little plate where everything could hold inside of it. And they walking around. It was a big church. They go from row to row to row to row to row. And they pass the plate down. You get the plate. If you want to donate, you can put something in there. If not, you just pass it to the next person. And the next person who get it, they just pass it to the next person. And then they get to the end of the row, the usher come and get the plate, and then they go to the next row. What I didn't recognize was that while being in church when I was younger, there was collecting, tithing, and offering, but it was a form of payment. They delivered a service. The tithing and, or let me, better yet, let me just see what the definition of tithing and offering is. Tithes and offering. Oh, it's tithes and offering. Okay. Tithes and offerings are biblical command for giving a set 10% of one's income to God. While offerings are any additional voluntary gifts beyond the tithe for specific needs, causes, or acts of generosity and gratitude. Tithes are often seen as a spiritual discipline and an act of obedience that supports a church's ongoing ministries, whereas offerings are an expression of gratitude and generosity that can support a wider range of church and charitable causes. I never knew that. The tithes support the mission. The offering is a form of gratitude. That's crazy. And in addition to that, the people who's looking to tithe, they have to go to a church to give 10% to the church. Whereas the offering, they're just giving it for, that's crazy. What word they use? Generosity. The offering is our generosity gifts, generous gifts. Where was I going with this? The offering, the plate in church, the plate in church is when you see that, you know it's time to tithe and offer. Like it's time to give 10% and don't give more to the church, right? But they have to come and collect. You have to go to church. The ushers are coming to you. They're passing a plate for your tithe and your offering to go inside of it. And they pass the plate to the next person, the next row. But if the ushers don't come with the plate, the tithe and offering won't be collected. Why am I sharing this? Because in the podcast business, if I have nothing to offer, if I have nothing to sell, if I have nothing to give, people won't buy anything. People won't reach in their pocket and pay for a service because there's no services being offered. It wasn't. But then I had to learn that I just can't be making content. I have to actually reach out to people. I have to follow up with people. I have to do a lot. But if I want to be in business, I have to understand that I have to have something to offer. So, I have to have something to offer. In other words, money, right here is a form of money. Money. And then right here is a package. I'm just going to write package inside. And you exchange that. Hold on. Exchange something you have to offer. To offer. There you go. All right, so I'm right underneath there. Exchange. Then right underneath it, value. The package is some form of value. And when you have the money with the package has the value because the value is going to change for the money and the money is getting to the value. The value is creates from the package and it's like a circle. Excuse me. Shout out to the Money Is Conference. When I went to this conference, it was like the money is always moving. It was like the wealthy people and the low income people, like wealthy people and poor people play by two separate rules. The poor people are always looking to spend the money and survive, which I'm not based off, he was using that as an example and survive. Whereas the wealthy people, they use their money to have it in rotation. In other words, their money is always moving. The wealthy people money is always moving and the poor people money is not always moving because it goes to bills, living expenses, and survival. Whereas the wealthy people have like a business or things to invest in or things to like put their money towards so they can potentially get something back. Why is this important? Because the value has to have a rotation for your customers. Your customers has to be willing to pay for the package, but the package has to provide value. But the value has to be consistent so that your customers can continue to pay you. But as they continue to pay you, you have to be consistent and you have to do it every single time. And you have to speak to a lot of people. The reason why I wrote dollar signs is because when you have the money and you are exchanging it for the package or you're exchanging for the value, it becomes a cycle. This right here is a cycle. And it's a cycle, I'm right on this side, to grow your podcast business. To grow your podcast business. Well, I'm in the podcast business. I'm in the podcast space. So I'm using that as for my example. And so when I noticed that, I said, oh, man. I was doing it wrong. I wasn't doing business. I just was making content. I just was marketing myself. I just was putting myself out there. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it becomes limiting because you're not bringing no income to continue the mission, to continue the purpose. And so, I just talked for 38 minutes. I beat my time from yesterday, okay? Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to post 5 videos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm going to talk through it. I'm going to walk through it. And then once I get done posting 5 videos, I'm going to reach out. Well, first off, I got a lot of business cards. I'm going to put these business cards in a database so I can just follow up with people. And how I'm going to follow up with them, I'm going to ask them, hey, we have this podcast business where we help business owners gain more exposure. Do you know anyone that's struggling to have more exposure for their business? I'm just going to keep it that simple. And And the reason why I'm doing it that way is because, one, it positions me as I'm just looking to help. I'm looking to see if anybody is struggling to get more exposure. If so, we could definitely, I could send you more information. Two, the podcast business, I'm offering something. What am I offering? The business spotlight. What is the business spotlight? The business spotlight is a package. The business spotlight package is a form of value that you receive to gain exposure. You're not just coming onto the podcast just to talk for 60 minutes. No, you're coming onto a podcast for 60 minutes. You get a podcast trailer. You get 5 social media clips. And you get 5 podcast quotes for the business spotlight package. Why am I sharing that? Because I'm learning how to offer the package. And the reason why is, yes, it is a cost that is associated with that. And the price was $10,000, I think. But for limited time, it will be $1,997. And you get 60-minute podcast conversation, podcast trailer. And I can definitely show that shortly. And then 5 social media clips and 5 podcast quotes. So I'm learning how to pitch it. I'm practicing. I'm getting more comfortable. I'm remembering what's in the package. And so that's the start of it. So we're gonna post 5 videos right now. Post 5 videos. And once we post 5 videos, I'm gonna explain what videos I'm posting. And I'm actually going to show the video I'm posting or the caption I'm posting and then proceed to go on to the next one. So that way, like, I can continue to, like, explain what I'm doing rather than show what I'm doing and then you all try to figure out that. I did that on the third 90-day challenge, and I just didn't like that. I just didn't like that because you're watching what I'm doing. Like, it's not bad that you're watching what I'm doing, but you have no idea what's going on. Like, no. So, first things first, I got a speaking engagement come October 11th. I'm about to post that flyer. Come on, why I keep doing that? I just got an email. I was reading the email. I think I keep deleting it by accident. Where's the... it keep doing that. Somebody just emailed me and now I can't find it. Bro. God, dog. What did I do? Oh. How do we know how to do it? Okay. Okay, so now what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to host up an event, not this month, but here shortly, so that way I can definitely, like, bring in more people, continue to talk about what I'm doing, and that will help me not only position myself differently, but will help me provide so much value. And so I just got an email, I was reading that email, and I got to stop pressing buttons. I couldn't almost find it. Let me see. Wait, did I respond to this? I don't know if I responded to it. But tomorrow at, okay. All right, so now what I'm doing, I'm responding back to an email on my phone. And after that, I'm going to post the 5 posts for today. For your support. Hold on, let me see. Okay.